Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah. I like white folks, but I don't like you.
Oh, dude. It's just everything's, it's, you know when things are like just everything's good? And then you're like, all right, something bad's got to be. Like,
yeah, like something bad is probably going to come up soon.
I think that's like a realistic way to look at things, right?
It is. Well, I mean, I knew someone who would always say, if I have too many good things happening in a row, I stay wary just because something bad tends to happen. And, you know, I used to be a pretty cynical, I mean, I'm still a pretty cynical person. And I was just like, yeah, I can understand that because you kind of got to, you know, prepare for the bad shit to happen. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't, but I mean, you know.
Dude. Yeah, it's enjoying it, but also just being prepared.
Yeah, because you kind of have to be prepared. Like, you know, the way I see it, like within wrestling and stuff, or not even just with wrestling, but every time you hear these people saying, like, you can't have a plan B, you can't have a plan B, you can't have a plan B, that's cool. But more often than not, I hear you can't have a plan B from people who, like, clearly have plan B's. Like, hey, if you fail, you have family members or people who are willing to take care of you. Like, if I fail, I'm in a completely different state with family far away from me, and I have nothing to, like, pay my needs or to, like, do anything like that. So there's a difference between, like, just throwing caution to the wind and saying fuck it and going for it, and taking calculated risks when you need to, and being realistic with yourself. And that's what you kind of got to be. Like, this, ain't nobody gonna put this face or this body. Like, no one's rushing to see this face or this body. That's why I suck at, like, online dating, because it's all about personality.
I think I would have to agree, because I think that's all I have going for me.
Dog, that's literally the only thing I have going for me. Seriously, like, that is absolutely it. I don't care what people are like, oh, you're attractive and that. I don't want to hear it. I call bullshit. The only thing I have going for me is the fact that I have a pretty entertaining personality. That's it.
You know, literally. that's all you need sometimes.
Yeah, I guess, but it's... Yeah, but the old razzle dazzle part is like you have to be able to play the game, and I hate playing the game so much. And the game, and it's not even just like the dating thing; it's just in general when you have to play the game, like the life social game. People like you more if like they have like a little bit of a physical bias towards you, or you know, just all this other bullshit. I hate it.
That's bullshit. That's it's whatever. Bullshit, dude. Snow's bullshit.
Snow is bullshit.
He's got to mentally. I'm just mentally prepared for snow and bullshit.
You know what else? You know what else was snow? That had snow involved and was bullshit. The last season of Game of Thrones. Boom.
Boom. Hey everybody, welcome to Dude Sweet.
Dude Sweet.
My name is Ian Douglas Terry, a.k.a. Mr. Work From Home Daddy.
Work From Home Daddy.
Daddy, please.
No, I'm not. Definitely not calling you that. And my name is Brian Keith Nelson, a.k.a. Mr. Entertainment Xander Creed, a.k.a. Blaxican Thunder.
For real. And if you didn't know, Xander's currently in the swampy East Coast time zone, and I'm in the... About to be snowy ass mountain time zone.
Oh yeah, it's about to be snowy as fuck, man.
Dude, I would give anything just to lay in a swamp for an entire week.
I don't know if I want to lay in the swamp out here, but hey, definitely the fact that there are beach options, because you can still, you know, like you can still social distance on a beach. Yeah. I am just like not really gonna go to a beach by myself.
Dude.
And if I go to a beach, I would want to go to a beach with a lot of marijuana, and I can't do that here. So
take a giant bong to the beach.
They just need to federally legalize it. I mean, hey, now that officially we're getting Trump out of here.
Yeah, dude.
Health focused podcast, but that's great news for people who've been struggling through all this stuff.
Yeah, that's a huge for mental health is getting
because
rid of that
like
dipstick.
I remember going back and visiting not a school I graduated from, but a school that like meant a lot to me in terms of coming up. Y'all have heard me talk about it, DSA, and they were telling like, one of the teachers were telling us like, man, you should have saw like some of the students how they were like after Trump got elected, And, you know, some students were really broken down about it because they're like part of the LGBTQI plus community. And then you have all these like other, you have people from different backgrounds, and they just, they knew because they knew what was going to happen. And then you had all these other kids who just come from places of privilege, and, you know, yeah, they're shitty because teenagers are shitty. So they're just like, well, we will. And it's like they don't understand empathy or anything yet. But there's a lot of people who've been dealing with it, you know, like to some people it's just voting, but to some other people, yeah, that's like that's basically like a big threat against your existence when somebody is in a position of power and you know that they clearly don't value you, or they value certain people less than others, and they're perfectly fine with more misery being passed down. So
yeah,
let's get this crap out of here. Let's keep these people to their word. Like, let's have AOC and Ilhan and all that, like, make sure that they keep Biden and Kamala to the word of all the stuff that they were promising during campaigns, because
yeah, dude,
you know, it's time for some actual change and progress. And now's the thing. You can't be promising this stuff, because if so, then you're going to have more than just like these racists rioting so they can remain openly racist and not having to feel bad about justify their racism. Now you're going to have people being like, well, hey, now you're really just not doing anything for us, and we're dealing with this whole thing. They first need to start with retroactive back pay for this whole entire coronavirus thing, because yeah, people have been screwed. And they need to start doing debt forgiveness and all that stuff. But, you know, whatever. What do I know? We can afford all the war for the past 20 fucking years, but we can't afford to take care of our people.
Hey, man, every week Bernie Sanders and Ed Markey have been bringing that up. They've been, those guys will not shut the fuck up about it. So hopefully,
dude, if the DNC didn't screw Bernie Sanders over two elections in a row now, he would have swept it. Hands down, he would have swept it. I guarantee you Bernie Sanders would have swept it, because nobody with common sense is going to look at what we have and then compare it with everything that Bernie wants to do and could realistically pass and just be like, oh yeah, I still like more of the nonsense that we have. Like, no.
Yeah, well, he was offering like actual solutions instead of just being like, hey, I'm not as shitty as that guy.
Yeah.
But
yeah, so, and that's the thing, offering solutions. People are just like, oh, I want an instant solution. And it's just like, well, not everything has an instant solution, but maybe putting in the groundwork or the blueprint to put in a structure in place so that way down the line it kind of benefits everybody else. Maybe that's a good thing. But, you know, common sense and critical thinking skills, which a lot of those people claim to have, is very absent in, you know, their daily thinking.
It's also reached the point where we just look like dumbasses because Europe and like Japan and all like Korea, all these other countries are like doing all that stuff, and they're very happy and healthy and fine. And it's us just being like, which we'll get way into. There's a topic I want to bring up, but we'll talk about the election first. You're still kind of off of social media, right?
Oh, 100% I'm off of it. I cannot do it.
So the thing that drove me bananas me wild. With all the numbers for the states coming in, extremely white liberal, they would give credit to the dumbest shit. Like Arizona, it was like, oh, it's the ghost of John McCain, since, you know, he insulted McCain, a bunch of people who love McCain got mad. And it's like, no, it was actually Latino people and Navajo people that lived there, rallied there.
Hey, like, surprise. It's the non-white people who are like, all right, we're tired of this. Once again.
And then Philadelphia, they're giving credit to the hockey mascot Gritty, which is just kind of funny. It's at least not an old Republican, but it's also like that again. But the only one that they're doing right is Atlanta. They're giving credit to Stacey Abrams. So
get the fuck. You know, I mean, that's definitely good. But like all this other stuff, like, OK, it's going to happen. And I know it's going to happen. And it really pisses me off. But the fact this falls into the whole belief that people saying politics isn't personal and why people didn't want to talk about politics before so much. I believe the reason people didn't openly talk about politics is because they didn't want to have to defend their shitty political views and them saying, oh, I just, you know, I'm a Republican, so I vote Republican. But deep down, they already know, yeah, there's some immoral stuff happening here, but it's not happening to my kind of people. So I don't give a shit. And that has allowed all of this stuff to happen, because when you have that, you can't hold people accountable. So when you don't have people being held accountable, everyone just runs a fucking madhouse, and it just becomes whatever it is. And then everyone just thinks that they know what's right from wrong because, oh, well, if you look at this, and it's so many surface level facts that people do, like they don't, there's a problem. They don't even offer a solution. They just point fingers at each other and they say, oh, no, this is the problem. And it's your fault. This is the problem. Your fault. Cool. If we all realize it's a problem, why don't we come together and fix it? You guys should do your fucking jobs. You're public servants.
Yep. That's kind of going to be the thing with like AOC and her whole crew is like they're winning in landslides because they're actually doing shit for the people who they serve instead of acting like fucking feudal landlords like fucking Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer where they're like, we're the rich elite. We get to decide. And it's like,
well, and it sucks because when these like when this administration is over, give it a few years and then you're going to see all the popular names pop back up. Kellyanne Conway. You're going to see whatever the current lying fuck twat's name is for now, who's the White House speaker advisor and everything. Like, dude, Sean Spicer stopped being like the press house secretary lead. And 3 months later was making a cameo on Dancing with the Stars. That's how quickly they forgave him that he was willing to go out there and pander this BS with his crock president. Yeah. And then I guarantee you all these other people, it's going to happen too. They're just going to go and they're going to forget. Oh, you know, they're a former blah, blah, blah thing. And they're going to forget that they were perfectly fine in having any hand in any point in doing all these terrible things. And they won't take credibility for it. And things will run the same unless people change it.
A lot of those people don't believe in anything. They're not. They don't believe in any of that shit. They're just there to grift and to get a check and to hopefully be able to write a book. Yeah, like all those motherfuckers writing books and shit. It's like fuck off. My God. Like actually do something instead of just being like, here's a book about how this guy sucks.
Or here's I basically lied in testimony. And now I want to come clean and tell the truth with this. So you're admitting that you lied, but he's not going to face any jail time. Like, I guarantee you he's not going to face any jail time.
Yeah.
So what is the point? If we have people who have, like, AOC, who have come in, who are very progressive, and it's not progressive, like, oh, yeah, cool, now we're going to just enslave all white people. Anyone who thinks white genocide is real is probably the dumbest piece of shit in the world because white genocide only existed because certain other white people decided that they were going to take out other certain white people. So the only one doing white genocide was white people to themselves. And now you want to go and say, oh, no, but all of that's because they don't like us and they don't want us and blah, 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 blah. Dog, if any of that was going to happen, that probably would have happened during Obama's era. It definitely wasn't going to happen while you had a KKK dictator wannabe in office.
Well, here, let's focus on – there was positive shit, though. Like,
oh, there's a bunch of positive
stuff. Yeah, so let's see. New Jersey legalized weed.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'll probably never go to New Jersey, but hell yeah, New Jersey.
Yeah, I won't go, but congratulations to that. Now let's just get it federally done.
Yeah, I think it was just Portland or maybe the entire state of Oregon legalized everything.
I think it was Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. They legalized everything. I was like, wow, okay.
I mean, that's the way you do it. It's you treat it as like a health issue where it's these people, you know, and they're also doing there's a lot of money then going into treatment. Then there's a lot of money going into setting up a community oversight board for the police, which is really needed where it's instead of like them just getting to be their little chubby kings with machine guns, they actually have to like be held accountable. So those are good things.
It's definitely good. But if they were actually doing the war on drugs properly like they should have been, then this wouldn't have even been a problem.
Yeah. Oh, and fucking Omaha flipped blue.
Yeah.
I did not understand that for years that Nebraska's
– Florida almost went blue.
Oh, dude, Florida's purple. It's
I was
so
like,
close.
What?
Yeah, but Omaha –
because all the Trump support I saw down here, I was like, oh, yeah, this is easily going to hit.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they forget. They forget that there's, you know, everyone else. And Omaha, I'm real proud of that because Nebraska's really red. Like all the governor, the senator, they all suck. Like they're the worst.
They're terrible.
But hell yeah, Omaha. Fucking Colorado. Slam dunk.
Yep. Slam dunk.
Got rid of fucking Cory Gardner. So hell yeah.
Yeah. Get that little bitch out of here. Fuck
also,
you.
They're bringing wolves back.
They're bringing wolves back?
Yeah. That was one of the things that barely passed, but they're reintroducing, I think it was gray wolves back into Colorado. So we're going to have some fucking wolves.
I mean, hey, whatever. You just got to be careful when you go hiking now.
Dude, I'm in. Well, they passed they got rid of the pit bull ban. That was one of the things.
No, that's definitely a positive. You should not be punishing dogs just because they have terrible owners.
Well, and a very specific breed of dog that black people tend to like enjoy. Dude, it's not like they're like these huskies are out of control.
Yeah. Oh no, these Pomeranians and these Shih Tzus are just they're danger. Like nobody says anything about golden retrievers. Lassies are just as fucking dangerous.
I think this just opens the door for me buying a wolf and then them being like, hey, that's not what we meant. And I'll be like, sorry.
sorry, bruh. I don't know what to tell you.
I have a fucking wolf now.
This is what I do.
But yeah, so good stuff. Biden won today. Hell yeah.
Yep.
Got to pressure officially. That motherfucker, get some shit done. But hey, you can still enjoy it. We don't have to. There's still going to be months of that dickhead being a dickhead. But you know what?
I mean, there's months of it. But definitely what we need now is for people not to do like what they did. Like basically once Obama got elected, they were like, okay, time to wipe my hands from this because racism and everything has been solved. No, it's really not. We have so much more to dismantle.
Somebody brought it up because when Obama won, Mark Ruffalo, who's a great dude, he tweeted, Obama wins, racism is over.
Yeah, no, Mark, sorry.
That's that white blind spot where they think, oh, that's, now racism's gone. It's like, nope, it's definitely still very real.
Sorry, buddy, it's not, because they spent his entire 8 years doing what Mitch McConnell has vowed to do once again. Basically, anything that I don't like or agree with isn't getting passed because we have a Republican majority and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And, you know, again, I'm against animal cruelty, but that's like, that's a turtle I wouldn't mind seeing being like violently chucked into an alligator's mouth.
I'm going to sick my fucking wolf on him.
Fuck yeah. We just buy some wolves and we just do it that way.
I would name it like Jeff or something. Be like, Jeff, get it.
Just name it Jeff Daniels. Get it, Jeff Daniels.
Yeah, but that shit's crazy, dude. It's the world. It's been like, I think between COVID, all the shootings and the protests around the shootings, and then this, it's been like hands down the worst year for mental health,
dude. It's like. Been terrible this year. I mean, and it's not like these past few years leading into it have been easy. Like, they've just been super stressful. So like, for real, shout out to anybody with, you know, any kind of depression or anxiety or any kind of mental illness you're dealing with, where just like these uncertain times make it hard. Because I mean, I'll be honest with you, a lot of this stuff may not be directly in like my personal bubble affecting me, but you know, seeing people from my community or seeing people who look like me or who come, you know, from anything like that, and it doesn't matter, it just I have that additional connection because of the color of my skin with just seeing like my people basically still being justifiably lynched in public or executed because you know, these spineless lawmen, you know, don't know how to actually don't know what integrity is, and they're just basically cowards hiding behind these badges, and they're just executing their personal beliefs, and that's not what it should be at all. And that shit's stressful because it is like, yo, could that be me? Could it be somebody I love, somebody I care about? And when that constantly weighs on your mind, like, that's tough. But even if not, like, if you're one of these people who, even if you just started realizing the severity of the situation or anything like that because you've come from a place where you're not really exposed to it or anything like that, it's rough because it just reminds you, yo, everything you were taught as a kid, reality sucks now. Like, there's things you can't control. There's all the stresses that you can't control. And that's just how you see society. That's not even mounting on top of right now, like how we, like, what we see now, people are losing their jobs to no fault of their own, and there's no help for them. There's no assistance for them or their family. And this is hard because you have people going through this, you know, people, you know, they know people going through it or something like that. And it's a rough time because it's always like that, you know, could this happen to me type of deal? Or if you've always been living paycheck to paycheck, now it's definitely a time where it's just like, yo, I can't even afford to lose this job. So it people also are going through all these stresses. Like, and there, I know people who are working and they know that by like springtime next year, they're not even going to have a job left because of how bad this is. And that, like, that's a tough time, man.
I think it's a hard thing to kind of grasp that there's victories, like, you know, like small victories happening and things like that. But it's like, there's still like literally people were posting like, oh, the long national nightmare is over. And it's like, no, COVID's still killing record numbers of people.
Yeah.
Like
we got sorry, just because one little thing is taking care of. But yeah. Basically, that's it. And that's the whole thing, is just focusing on like a singular issue is kind of why we're in this place now. Like whenever you heard people, even to this day, when you hear people who vote for Trump, they're like, oh, I vote for him because of this, or I vote for him because of this. And if it's not anything in particular, they say, I like him because of his policies. Well, which policy in specific? And there's never any answer for it.
Oh, they can't
it's
even.
All this vote.
The only policy he had was erase everything Obama did and then blame Obama. That's the only policy.
Basically, like, America basically was just like, oh, well, if a half black person can be a president, then we're just going to show you guys that fuck you.
You know what? Like, so my parents are liberal, but they live in very red, and all their friends are conservatives. And my mom kind of took it upon herself to, like, ask, like, be like, why?
Like, yeah, why are you terrible? Yeah.
And it's like the majority, it's like that they're just comfortable.
Yeah.
And they see anything else as like, you know, any change is going to like mess that up. You know, or like my dad's best friend, he lost his job because of when Obama passed, whichever it was, at NAFTA or one of those. But then the company that he worked for decided that they wanted to make more money. So they closed down and moved everything overseas. But it's like, you can't blame Obama for that. You blame
the
company.
Yeah. And it's just like the countless things where people like the whole thing where people are mad at immigrants because they're taking our jobs. No, you shouldn't be mad at them because they are taking your jobs. You should be mad at the CEO of your company who decided, hey, instead of paying people in my company a reasonable salary in today's age, like, and giving them benefits and all this stuff, I would much rather make my projected $12 billion this year than pay everybody, be a decent human being, and only make my $9 billion. Nah, that's a billion less than I would like to for my annual bring in this year.
Yeah.
It's just, you like, you don't, why are you getting mad at the people who are really just trying to make a living like you, but they're willing to take less and put up with more bullshit than you are? It's not their fault. It's certainly not your fault for wanting more. You should want more, but it's the whole thing is you got to go to the cause of the problem. You can't get mad at people who are like the band-aid. You got to go to the root of the issue.
Yeah, and that kind of leads to like the topic.
Okay,
I've been thinking about this. I've been going back through the Blind Boy podcast, which is great. Everyone should listen to it. It's really good.
I finally listened to that Sami Zayn one, but I accidentally did it with a coworker who is a Trump supporter. And he was starting to have a conversation and I was just shutting it down. I was just like, I'm not doing this with you. I definitely don't get fucking paid enough to be trying to have this conversation. It's not that I'm against conversation with people who have different views than me, but I'm definitely at the point where it's just like, hey, there's a certain kind of a level of accountability here. So if you willingly are supporting some shit like this, then cool. But guess what? I don't really have respect for you.
Yeah. But it's I love he's got like a soothing voice and it's such a chill. But
I was like, oh, I could easily just, you know.
Yeah, it's a good zone out. But he also just talks about really like profound things on mental health and like culture too. Like, and it's interesting to get like an Irish point of view on a lot of like the things happening here.
Yeah,
because it's I think we lose that. We lose like how fucking other countries are just like, what are you psychos doing?
like what is wrong? And I think that's the thing. Like people are just like, oh, well, we don't care. We're big, bad America. We can do whatever we want to do. I don't care what the rest of the world says. And it's just like, cool. You can have that attitude if you want to. But the rest of the world is listening.
Yeah.
The rest of the world is watching and the rest of the world is taking note. So maybe not even for the sake of what anybody else is thinking, but just for the sake of common sense and decency, you guys can, you know, just not be terrible people. It just all boils down to just stop being terrible people.
Yeah. And so like I've been really thinking about a lot of that. Like it's I think there's an actual term for what I'm about to say. But when I like to make things make sense to me instead of using words I don't really understand.
Yeah.
But it's everyone's the star of their own movie in their head. Like you're and that's kind of how we're built.
Uh-huh.
You're built for that. And everyone else is just kind of like co-stars.
Basically.
And like it's like if someone were to ask me what's the problem with society, there's tons of problems, but I think the root of a lot of them are just empathy.
Yeah.
That there's like zero empathy. Like we've become a culture obsessed with like having no empathy for people who don't agree with us or aren't like us. Like it's celebrated to just be a total asshole. Like,
yeah,
on both sides of a lot of issues. And it's just like, not like, you know, the rich people that homeless issue, how they just don't understand it. They're like, oh, why don't you just work harder? And it's them not fundamentally understanding, because we've built this mentality where it's build yourself up by your bootstraps. Like that's, and they all think they did that, but it's really, they had rich parents that gave them money, or people that gave, like, tons of people. And it's not acknowledging people that have helped you for this fantasy. And then you can't practice empathy for others because you think the world works in this like fantasy way, and you're ignoring people helped you, people gave you things, and that's what other people need.
Yeah, and like when Trump was doing this whole, oh, I started out with a small loan of $1 million. Dude, my family doesn't even know what $1 million looks like.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, like, just, that's an unfathomable, like, $10,000 is like overwhelming for me to think about.
Yeah.
Or I was like, what the fuck? How? But, and it's like, it's, and like, we have to practice empathy. Sometimes, like, fuck it. Like, some people don't deserve empathy because they've,
yeah.
I think if someone, like, we'll use Trump because he's the easiest, he has zero empathy for anyone.
Yeah. Even so, why should you have empathy for him?
Yeah. But it's,
that's like, just the way I see it. That's not the best. Yeah. That's not the most, I would say, forgiving way of thinking, but honestly, that's just realistic where I'm at this point. Like,
yeah.
Why?
And I feel like that's fair, but it's also, there's a lot of times, like a lot of the big falling outs I've had with people, I think it's like, you view it as like, well, this person's an asshole. Like, this person's just a dick. Like, you know, like, I didn't do anything wrong. And then you just kind of separate, and then you just live with that. Dude, I fucking read the goddamn Motley Crue book, The Dirt.
Oh, really?
And there was a very fascinating part of it where the band was about to break up. Those fucking shitheads. They're just shitty dudes. They're just whatever. But
Motley Crue isn't the pinnacle of.
But at least they hate Trump. I think most, Vince Neil probably doesn't, but the rest of them do. But
Oh, like, which is also, hey, shout out to System of the Down for releasing new music, but no shout out to their drummer for still having shitty opinions.
Yeah. But like, a big thing in that is the two guys sat down and actually, like, they're forced to sit down and actually like talk to each other, which it's like, how often does that happen when there's like scene drama or like whatever, where you just sit, like, even though you're pissed off about it, you just sit down with the person and be like, what's your fucking problem? Here's my problems. How do we coexist?
Yeah.
And it's like, that really does need to happen. It's kind of dumb. Like, people were pissed off at Killer Mike because he sat down with like the shitty, the governor of Georgia, because he wanted to talk about his community and his people and how they could work together. And people are like, oh, he's working with the Republicans. It's like, no, man, sometimes you have to do that if you give a shit about your fucking. And it's like, just thinking about that like, you can be living in your head like, I'm the star of this movie, right? And it's like, everyone's got that in their head, everyone. And it's like, realizing that we're all part of like a bigger thing, right?
Yeah.
And I've got a new word for you. I've got a and maybe you've heard this word before. I never have. But
okay,
it's a word I really like now. It's sonder. So it's,
I've heard sonder, but I'm trying to. I can't currently think of what it means exactly.
And I've probably read it before and just never really thought about it. But so okay, so this is sonder. It's the profound feeling of realizing that everyone, including strangers passing in the street, has a life as complex as one's own, which they're constantly living despite one's personal lack of awareness of it.
Yep. Then I know. Yeah. I've heard this before.
I love that. That's like such a good, like, it's almost like stoic, where you're pulling back into the third person and being like, everyone's got, like, we hate traffic. We think it's bullshit, but it's like, we're all in the bullshit.
We're all in the bullshit.
Yeah.
Some of you guys make it worse because you drive terribly, but I mean, no one chose traffic.
Yeah. And it's like, I feel like that, just how do we get like more radical empathy out into the world, is you just have to like practice it. which sucks sometimes, because sometimes it's just nice just to be like, well, fuck that person. Fuck him. Fuck him basically to hell.
Yeah. Sometimes it's great to just do that. And I mean, some people honestly do deserve that. Yeah. But that doesn't mean like we should lose sight of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's also, it can even be like in a micro way, like even if just a friend kind of pisses you off about something. Just being like,
hey. Oh, we've all had that.
Yeah. And it's, so it's, I feel like that's kind of the new thing I've been thinking about a lot. And then, so empathy kind of then steps up to a bigger issue, which is like individualism versus collectivism. I've been thinking about that a lot too. Like the reason our country is bananas is because we're hyper individualistic.
Uh-huh.
The reason people aren't wearing their fucking masks is it's just individualism. Like I'm like freedom. I'm what I believe, what I think is like paramount.
Yeah.
And I, it's fascinating. It's fascinating to think about like, why is our country that way? Why are other countries so good at just operating together and putting each other, like thinking of other people, you know, putting the community above all else.
Uh huh.
And it's like,
I guarantee you it's a cultural thing, because I mean, I've only ever grown up here, so I can't really speak for, you know, any other country or anything like that, where it's in terms of, you know, success or how people view success or anything like that. But it's, I mean, America's not very forgiving when it comes to success and like failure. Yeah. They tell you this stuff, you know, if you fail, you keep getting up, you keep trying and blah, 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 blah. But they don't really tell you like how you should deal with failure. And there's also not a lot of, there's room for people to succeed, but there's far more room for people to fail and then have to just figure it out from there, you know? And once you fail, you kind of should have to figure it out, so you know how to get up and everything. But it's just like with people, you know, like with people not wanting others to like raise the minimum wage, or like, oh, well, they want this much money and they can't even properly like do this right or anything like that. So you think that just because someone may be having like an off day, or just because someone may be at this job that they hate, but this is the only thing that they can get because circumstances beyond their control have put them into this. And yeah, something wasn't done perfectly. It sucks. We've all been there. But you think this person deserves less than and should have a harder life because they're not working hard to your perception? Like, you don't know what these other people do or what these other people go through. Like, yeah, I'm sorry, you probably worked hard, like, and you're very successful, but at the same time, not everyone always has that advantage. Like, you may have built yourself up from scratch. Not everyone can do that. Other people's circumstances are different. Yeah, you may have been able to like lead your family's company, but that's your family's company. You didn't build that. Someone coming in has to build from the groundwork up. And people just don't understand that, because if they never had to do it, they won't understand, you know? So it's just understanding what they've been around. And people just need to be able to open up their eyes and get out of what they only know and be able to see things from a different point of view. Because until then, nothing's going to change.
And they're also just being dishonest a lot of the time, because they want to have this like the movie in their heads, like, I worked so hard, I did these things, and they're ignoring the people that helped them. And I can put this in like a micro like level, where when I was still working in the event industry, there was a dude I worked with, and I think he'd probably be conservative just because he was kind of a weird dude, but but we were talking about how Denver was going to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, which they are, but he was just like, well, it's great, but that doesn't do anything for me. And that's like the individualistic view of that, where it's like,
idiot.
Yeah. But it's sometimes you can't help that, though, because if you're not raised to recognize and see the collective, like understanding that if everyone's doing better, everything is better. Because I think a lot of people get that bullshit propaganda that it's like, bootstraps and you gotta work blah blah blah. It's just makes it so easy to then discount other people. Like, they can just be like, well, like they're just clearly not working as hard as me. And it's like, that's not the story.
That's definitely not even the case, because I'll tell you what, there are some people who are much more successful than me, and I work harder than them. So like, sorry, I've been busting my ass for a long time, and it's just, it's different circumstances. Like, shit just happens.
as far as it comes to success, the majority of it is just being prepared for when something, like just being ready. You're ready.
Yeah.
And then the thing happens and you're ready. And you've put in the work. It's right time, right place. A lot of times it's knowing the right person sometimes. Like, it's, you know. And so it's, as far as that, it's like, your dad could give you $1 million or you could just be fucking ready.
Or you could, or you could just be ready. And you apparently your dad giving you millions of dollars still prepared you to just be a shitty and terrible business person.
Oh, yeah. Because he didn't, you never actually worked for anything. So
he's a fucking con man, dude. Like, I'm sorry. Certain people are just so damn gullible, it makes no sense. Like, how do you have everything given to you and you're just so gullible to just hand it all away and justify doing it? And just being like, oh, well, this is just for the, I just don't understand people sometimes. I want to. I really want to. I just can't. Yeah.
So here's like a breakdown that I found, because I think there's some people that might not quite, if they're listening to this, be like individualism and collectivism, and because it's not whether one's good or bad. They're both. They both have good aspects and they both have bad.
Well, because we've kind of talked about this before, where I was more on the side of promoting like individualism, but you should never sacrifice being able to put that aside to come together for the betterment of everyone else.
Yeah. And I'm going to blow your mind in a second, but because it blew my mind when I learned this. But okay, so here's like just the basic breakdown. So individualism is fostering independence and individual achievement, which independence is good. Like, that is a good thing, to be able to be independent and do your own stuff and to achieve things. That can be a very good thing. But like we've just talked about, it can also make people self-deluded. But anyways, promoting self-expression, individual thinking, and personal choice. Those are all awesome things. Let's see. It's like associated with private property, individual ownership, egalitarian relationships, and flexibility in roles. Those are kind of whatever. I think the first two are more kind of what we're looking for. And collectivism is fostering interdependence and group success, where it's like the team, the community, like us.
Gotcha.
It's promoting adherence to norms, respect for authority and elders, and group consensus. And I think that's where in some cultures, like the norms kind of, you know, it's like, I know people who it's like frowned upon for them to date outside of their race because it's like a norm within their community. And it's that collective where it's like, why would you do this to me? It's not the individual making the choice. It's this affects your family.
Yeah. It's,
but you know, at the same time, collectivism is awesome. We're thinking of other people, like, you know, so it's like I said, good and bad. And so the examples, like individualism's America, Great Britain, Australia, New Zealand, and Canada are kind of like along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
While collectivism is more China, Korea, Japan, and to some extent India, but they kind of have like their caste system, which kind of makes things a little wacky.
But, which is just like, oh, look, cool. You'll only ever be this.
Yeah. And so when I say those countries, you would like, I think the instant brain thing would be, so it's white and Asian, and it's like, that's not really what the deal. And there was actually a scientific like study, and it broke it down to the types of crops people raised way a long time ago.
Really?
So think about this. Rice.
Okay.
In order to grow rice, you need an entire community. Like, you need everyone in the community.
Because it's a rice field and everything.
Yeah. It's not like it's everyone's working together and it's for everyone. That's just how that crop's structured. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, like crops in like Europe or America, like potatoes, corn, wheat, all these things, it's like you're growing the, like your family is growing those for you. And if the crops are fucked up, it's your fault. You did, like, you didn't grow them good enough. Well, on the other side, it's like if the crop's fucked up, it's the community is going to help each other. And that's where all of that stemmed from, just ancient crops, like what crops they were growing.
Interesting.
I think that's super interesting.
That is interesting, because I was getting ready to say, like, I feel that more often than not in this American culture, or I guess this Western culture, we're taught like taking credit and being known as the one who solved the problem or is the one who did this and did that instead of, contributing to that. Because so often for not, you have people like pushing for credit and you have people like, oh, I want to be known for this and known for that and da, da, da. And I mean, that's fine in certain things. But when your focus mostly is instead of, hey, let's all do this because this benefits us. Oh, I want to be the one who's known that like this was my idea or something like that.
Yeah. And it's also we've all worked with people or interacted with people who are like good teamwork. They're good team member. They get shit done. They're not going to complain. And then you have worked with people that are very like, they're like the ball hog. They're like, they want the glory and the credit. And so it's kind of, that's like the perfect micro for that. So then what I was thinking is like native tribes are like an interesting kind of outlier because it was mostly hunting and gathering based.
Uh-huh.
And that you need the community. You need all, it's not like one warrior was like, I'm going to go out and kill a buffalo just for me and my family. Fuck y'all.
basically.
Yeah. And so it's like where you see where it's like more like just the tribe is like a fascinating concept. And it's like, we've talked about it before, how like even like our separate upbringings are very like similar to the individualism and collectivism where it's like as far as my family unit, it's like my parents, love them, talk to them all the time. My sister's great, don't really talk to her. Anyone else I have not talked to in years. Like it's like like my world is so just like separate from that. Meanwhile yours, it's like I love, it's like, man, you have like this big family and it's like,
yeah,
it's like you're there to help each other. And it is a good thing to have that to rely on.
It is.
Yeah. And it's just interesting. And it's like the world needs to be more like that, I think, where it's kind of helping each other out, caring about your community. Like it's, I think about it all the time.
Well, people have to be willing to like,
I don't know a single one of my neighbors.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
And it's like, we should know our neighbors. We should, because it's like, if something happened, we have to rely on each other. And it's like, knowing your neighbors makes you less, especially in like a city, you're less like, oh man, somebody's going to break in. Somebody's going to steal. It's like, yeah. So I've been thinking, that's why I want to move to the middle of nowhere. So I'll just get to know like a bunch of deer.
Yeah. look at my friends. But I mean, I also think like there's a thing with social interaction too that I think kind of drags that out of us, you know, like that wanting to constantly be in a community. Because I mean, now it might be a little bit different because people are a little more isolated, so people are like, yo, human contact, I'll take whatever I can get whenever I can get it. But before that, it's just like, yo, we're forced to be in like these condensed spaces with people we normally wouldn't want to talk to or normally wouldn't get along with. And it's just like, a lot of these things that I'll see is just like, even if related to today, there are people who I know who support things that I'm just like, that's terrible and awful. But if it came to something where it's like, well, we all need to do this to survive, 100% without question, I'll probably be like, all right, don't stab me in the fucking back while we do this, but let's get it done. And there's just some people who aren't willing, you know, to do that. But I think that there are just some people, whether it's personality types or whatever, that it's just, sometimes all day you're just around so many people, some people you like, some people you don't like, and then like by the time you get home, maybe you don't want to go and meet your neighbors, maybe you don't know your neighbors because you're not really home enough. And when you're home, you're inside recovering because you're out in these social situations where, you know, you may be around people you don't want to be around and you may not have that much energy, so being around these people tire you out and you just really want. So I mean, there's a bunch of different factors that can
also
go into it.
Also, you just made me think of something.
What's up?
So a lot of that, like not knowing your neighbors and stuff, it's because the majority of at least our, even though we're like 10 years apart, I think I can still say our generation.
No, you definitely can. You definitely can.
But we don't own. We don't own the land. We don't own houses.
I don't own shit. Like, why am I going to say hi to my neighbors? Yo, we all paying somebody else's rent right now.
Yeah. It's like most of my life, I was like every year I would just move to a different place. Like this is the first time I've been in the same place. Maybe that's why I'm kind of thinking about that a little bit. But also the people within my building are in and out every year. So it's like,
yeah.
And I think like having property and land, like land and having that ownership, then it's like, you know, then it's important to know your neighbors, know the community, and be involved.
Yeah, so especially like when you know it's something more permanent.
Yeah, so it's like trying to do that within this, the world that's set up where the boomers own everything and they bought it for like $10,000 and now it costs $200,000.
Like, and they tell us we didn't work hard enough because they could go to school and have a part-time job and they owned everything. And it's just like, yeah, well, guess what? Your degree was probably a sham and you guys were getting paid compared to what cost of living was basically ridiculous. And we're getting fucked by having to take over and recover everything you took advantage of. So maybe you should cut me a little bit of slack, Edith, before I cut out your back tires and I collect on your life insurance policy.
You know, so I just thought it's like a funny, so one of the nicest, coolest, ultra rich people I've ever met, like very rich. He's an executive at an energy company in Atlanta.
That's, he's, yeah,
my ex's dad. And on paper, I was just like, oh, Southern conservative executive at an energy company. This guy's going to be fucking awful.
Yeah.
And he was the nicest fucking just best dude I've ever met. Like, I was blown away. But it's his background. He started that company in the mailroom when he was like 18, 19 years old and worked all the way up with no college degree and runs the company. It's like, oh, that's the real pulling yourself up by your bootstraps. He didn't get, like, he wasn't given that.
Yeah.
That's where you see that shit. Cause either, yeah, there are, you know, there's people that like worked their way all the way up, but they're also, they're not the ones talking shit.
No, because they know that not everybody can do that shit. Like, some of them are just talking. They're like, I was fortunate enough to be in a position where it kind of, like, when it came to it, I was ready. But you got to be willing to put in the hard work. So, like, anyone who's willing to put in the hard work and bust their ass, I'm not going to, you know, maim you. And even if you're not willing to, you know, put in the hard work and bust your ass, I'm not going to get on your case as long as you're not complaining about it. I just hate when people are like, I can never get anything done, blah, 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 blah. Well, what are you doing to get it done? Well, you know, nothing. No.
You know, another thing I just thought of, like, America has collectivism, but it's this weird fake, like, so think about this, think about, like, I'll just use the stuff we know, a comedy scene, a music scene, a wrestling, the scene, so all the people who are trying to do the thing all in one place, and there is a collective to it, where it's like, this is, you know, our, this is whatever, Colorado Wrestling, this is whatever, and it's that there are good things about that, where it's, hey, we're looking out for each other. Hey, we know, like, who's, especially in wrestling, where it's like, you could fucking die. In comedy, it's just like, you could get alcohol poisoning or canceled. So who fucking cares?
Yeah, exactly.
But, and then there's just this very false collectivism though, where it becomes like, it's like the kids in high school who were nerds now get to be like popular. So it's this weird, like, you're not one of us. And it's very funny to see that.
Oh, you mean like people who used to be bullied and then instead of just finding a healthy way to solve it, they just went and put on a badge and took steroids so they could be like, no, I'm upholding the law.
Yeah, that happens a lot. Yeah. And then they'll use like...
Gee, I wonder why. Oh, just like the whole the shooting in Denver where that security guard, the private security guard, was actually a registered security guard, but they were hiring him anyway. Hmm, how many times has that happened, I wonder?
Yeah, dude. Oh my gosh.
Anyway, sorry. Anyway, no,
I think that's just an interesting thought too. That, because there's always like the punk music scene was great. There was drama, but it's still most of the people that I knew from that I'm still good friends with.
Yeah,
and it's like comedy. There were good people, but I think if there's a competitive element within your collectivism, it like corrupts it. Because you're,
I think it can, because again, you have people wanting credit, and instead of just like creating stuff, that's my thing with like people, not people. Just I guess I wouldn't say people in general, but I just want to say, especially when you're coming together and you're trying to make something, people just like, oh, I want to make sure, like, yes, you should get credit for doing something and contributing 100% always, but it shouldn't be like, oh, well, I need to do more of this so I can say all of this was my idea and they kind of helped. No, if we're all getting together, we should be getting together to do something because it's probably better to benefit all of us in the long run. But I mean,
you and know, I think like again, personally, I've definitely there were like for the majority of my life, I did have that very individualistic. I was mostly just looking out for myself, really only cared about myself, cared about getting things and doing things, getting girls, whatever. And then, like, I think initially in comedy, I was very self-focused and very, like, when my friends did well, it kind of made me not happy, which is, like, and I think kind of recognizing a lot of that and just, you know, once you step away from it, you're like, man, I was kind of a smug asshole and kind of a dick about whatever, whatever. But I would always try to then balance that and be like, I'm going to do as much as I can for other people. Like, I can be this shitty person in some ways and very self-centered, but at the same time, I'm focusing on like helping other people get on stage and do things or help like put on cool shows. Like, and it's like looking back on a lot of stuff, especially stuff that we've done where it's like, man, we've like that fucking Parks and Rec trivia night. That was fucking insane.
That was one of the how many times we had trivia nights where it's just like, oh, there's a lot of you guys here. Dude, I mean, it was pretty crazy.
We had over 300 fucking people. It's some of the worst people ever, but it was still so fucking fun. And it's looking back on that, it's like we fucking did that, like just out of being like, well, let's just do this weird thing and try it. Like, and I think like a lot of the like wrestling stuff, a lot of the comedy stuff has just been like, and that's why it was fun. It wasn't because I did this. Like, I won. Yeah. I think
always had a very we-centric, like, way of speaking where it's not just, oh, I have to do this. It's like, we have to do this. We get this done, and then this is what we get out of it, which was always why, like, we kept working.
And it was also just because it's just cool. It's like, look at what we fucking did, man. Like, a lot of the Crom stuff, some people talk shit, whatever. It's like, why the fuck? Like, I could have just kept it in Omaha, and it'd probably still be going. Because it would have made money eventually, like just. Yeah. But I was like, no, man. We did Toronto literally just because I was like, I want some of my friends to be able to do comedy in Canada because there's some of my friends where that'd be a big deal to them. And I know a lot of the comedians who did it. They were like, that was awesome. I got to do fucking shows in Canada. That's cool as hell. It wasn't me. It wasn't me being like, I want to go to Toronto.
It's like, look who set up all these comedians to do all these shows in Canada.
Yeah,
it's like, no, fun as fuck. It's not what you were doing. Yeah,
I lost a shitload of money, but whatever.
Sometimes that's just how it is.
Hey, man, that was kind of my viewpoint. Once it became I was losing other people's money, I think that's when I was like, all right, now we got to pull the plug because I'm going to pay these people back. I'm not going to pull like a sex pot comedy and be a fucking asshole.
Yeah, exactly.
But
fuck it. Call it like it is. Call it like it is.
But maybe that's what we need is you need to find the balance of like you do things that are very individualistic, but then you're trying to balance it. Like you're balancing that with like for every like me focusing on my because that's there's good and bads to each, you know, like the collective. Yeah. A lot of the time you can't have individual like China, great country, whatever. But it's like. They'll fucking crack down on you if you talk shit. Like they're
100%.
They're not playing around. Japan,
they're not with that.
Yeah, Japan, they have their issues with like now with like dating and people just wanting to date. Like no one wants to anymore because it's become just such a weird concept to like I want to find a wife so I am happy and because that's a very individualistic way to look at things.
Yeah,
but yeah, man, like. Every country has their problems, man. Except for New Zealand. They're perfect, but whatever.
No, every country has their problems. And it's just, you know, like, I hate when people are just like, well, if you don't like it here, you can go somewhere else. No, because there are problems everywhere else, too. But the reason why it's more annoying here is because everyone sits here and just says, oh, how great America is and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, all right, cool. If we're as great as we claim to be, then how do we actually measure up against a lot of these other bigger progressive countries? And not only that, but then why are we sitting here saying, oh, well, you know, all of this terrible stuff is happening over there. It would never happen over here or blah, 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 blah. Yo, dude, we have plenty of our own shit going here, too. Like, stop pretending that we're better than anybody else. We're really not.
And like, because I've been like, even recently at work, like, I've just noticed a shift in I'm just happy and productive and the days fly by. And a lot of it was just like, because I'd be like, oh, it's going to be fucking cold and it's going to be cold here and there's going to be snow. I'm going to fucking go out in the snow and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Instead of just kind of like focusing on those negatives. And then there's like certain texts that'll come in and I'm like, oh, I fucking hate that guy. Like this fucking guy. And it's he's never done anything to me. He's probably tried. And so a lot, like so much of how things feel positive and good right now, or me just having to step back and be like, yeah, it's going to be fucking cold. Just get a coat. Like, just be prepared for it. And it's, you know, that's the job. You're going to do this thing. And it's like, you know, and then as far as like the people I kind of think are dicks, it's like, yeah, well, it's like, I'm not like, yeah, I'm putting a wall up. Like, and it's like thinking of this guy, like this guy's worked his ass off all day. He comes back and I'm just like listening to murder podcasts and staring at him.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think there is a lot of like, where you kind of have to step back and think about these things. And that's like, I've the individual collective thing I've just been thinking about lately. And like empathy has been a big one. Sonder, like all these things we've talked about. And it's like, I feel like if our country's going to go in a good direction, it's, we gotta have that collective mindset a little bit. You don't have to go all the way to the scary form of socialism that people are so afraid of. Like, yeah, we can do, or we're just helping everybody.
Well, but then again, we live in a day and age where people are just like, oh, Antifa's bad. Like, oh, being an anti-fascist is bad. I never thought I'd see the day.
Oh, dude. So I actually took a screenshot of one of the books I was reading because it was on my Kindle. So I'm going to read this to you. I think you might. You should read the. Have you ever read John Dies at the End or watched the movie?
I think I started watching the movie, but I haven't finished it.
But so that's a trilogy of books that are really good. And the guy that wrote it's David Wong. He's not an Asian dude. He just picked that as his pen name because it's the most common first and last name. So it's impossible to find David Wong. Like it's statistically. And I think now he's actually started using his real name because he's like, it's kind of fucked up for a white guy to like have an Asian.
Yeah, to take this name.
And he's very aware. But he has like a new series, which I always fuck up the name of the first book. It was like futuristic something in fancy suits, futuristic guns in fancy suits, something like that. But the new one's called Zoe Kicks the World in the Dick. Is that what it is?
Hey, okay.
Here, I'm going to look it up real quick. Cause I don't want to look like a fool. Zoe. Oh, Zoe Punches the Future in the Dick. That's what it's called. Cause there's still a main character and she's involved in this crazy, like, pseudo futuristic sci-fi world and she hates it, but it's like, it's fascinating. But anyways, here's like a line from it that I was like, holy shit. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Because it's basically her character. It's like this new book, it's so funny because it's like this wild futuristic thing with like robots and people blowing each other up and stuff. But yeah, there's basically like this hive mind of dudes that are always online, like their version of Ready Player One, where they all hang out on there and they hate her and they're trying to ruin her life and just being trolls. But it turns into robot fights and stuff. But but it's her trying to figure out, like, what did I do? And one of the other characters, like, she's like, okay, so why would they choose to believe this particular awful thing? And the other characters, because they hate you, Zoe, and because they hate you, they need to come up with a reason to hate you. See, because otherwise they're just bad people. And I think that's a lot of like the bullshit and hater shit and all this is like, just a deeply unhappy person.
It's just like, I don't want to hear anything about how people should protest when you guys destroy your own city because your sports team wins a fucking title or championship.
Yeah. And so it's, they need ISIS is coming, or now it's Antifa's coming, and like our version is kind of like
the far left is going to kill you because the police are going to be defunded and no one will ever be safe. What are we talking about?
And I mean, our side kind of had it too, where it's like they're going to, all these fucking armed militia guys are going to take over and blah, blah, blah.
Oh no, 100%. They had it too, and it's just like, dude, what are y'all talking about? I hate you.
And it's because if you're an unhappy bad person, you have to create reasons to hate. Oh, I hate these immigrants. They're stealing my job. They're not stealing your job, Trevor. Chill the fuck out.
Well, see, a lot of things is projection. They think just because they hate someone, they hate them back. Yo, honestly, I don't know if you hate me, and I don't care because you're not my concern.
Yeah. And if you hate if you hate us, you're probably not a sweet dude.
Was that your dismount from the conversation? Was that it? Was that how you were sneaking in your dismount for this episode?
I liked it.
Oh man, we haven't been the most consistent, but we're putting some stuff out. I don't know, maybe it's a weird time. We have all the time to work on stuff, but I just haven't been motivated to really work on all the stuff I want to.
Yeah, well, according to the metrics, it's growing. So thank you.
Oh,
thank you, anyone who's been listening. Thank you, even if it's just you just put us on when you're and you barely pay attention, because I do that with a lot of podcasts.
Yeah, word. So if you're doing that, shout out to you. Thank you. And hopefully this is at least entertaining enough to pass the time.
Yeah. And if it's, you know, if you find helpful things too, share it with other people. That's fine. Yeah. I feel like that's good. Like,
I mean, you could share it with other people. Just warn them. One of them really goes on some cranky rants.
There's also like, I'm going to keep it funky.
I'm gonna keep it funky.
I'm gonna keep funky. I've watched too much Jesus and Mero. Where
keep it funky, white boy. Keep it funky.
I'm gonna keep it real funky, like Vanilla Ice. Oh, but
no.
In a job interview recently, I talked about our podcast, and then after the fact, I was like, oh God, I hope they do not.
Oh God.
Because they're going to turn it on. It's going to be me being like, motherfucking this, motherfucking fucking shit. They're like, who is this psycho?
Yeah, who is this person? That's funny. Yeah. Yeah, why did you bring up the podcast?
But yeah, and plus, like, we've said it before, hit us up if you want to be on, even if you just want to ask anything, if there's anything you're like, I want to hear two dudes talk about. I don't know, something. Tell us what.
Yeah,
we'll talk about it.
We'll talk about anything. Like we tried to do like a No Man's Sky recording, but we couldn't record the video, and then the audio was us just really talking, so that wasn't going to be like a good audio thing. So
I think here's what I want to do with it, because again, I'm just obsessed with Blind Boy. His Twitch is so surreal and interesting. Like, it's so he'll be playing Red Dead 2 and he just goes to camp and your character just sits at the fire and he'll just leaves it on that. And then he gets, because he's a musician, he gets all these random instruments out and just makes weird songs about like sitting in the woods by yourself and stuff. And yeah. I want to do something like that, because I told another person, I was like, yeah, we were trying to like record playing video games, and it's like kind of just a person playing video games. I'll watch if it's like a game that I'm kind of interested in. Mm-hmm. But it's like usually what they're saying, I'm not really that plugged into. I want us to play a game and also try to do like deep philosophical conversations while we're playing.
Fucking, we could easily do that with No Man's Sky.
And I think it'd be fun to kind of like take like,
let's play some crazy hectic game. Like, if we can find a way to like, you and me jump in a crazy like shooter where we're on the same team and we're just going for it. And yeah, like, that'd be pretty cool.
I'm getting shot by a bunch of 12-year-olds. I'm like, hey man, the collective mindset is like, I hope it would be cool if it led to us like getting through to some like young, angry teenage boys, and they listen to it and they're like, damn, maybe I should like be a better dude.
Oh, you mean this terrible, this way of thinking is probably the wrong thing? Yeah, I felt weird only saying that certain word in my household.
They might be stuck in that YouTube algorithm that just shows them Joe Rogan stuff and all those dipsticks. So if we
I haven't watched, like, I used to at least enjoy watching clips. I haven't watched one of his clips in months.
The last month. Has been.
There's a lot of stuff I'm not even, I just, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Like, I really can't.
Let's not talk about dumb shit. Let's talk about cool shit that we're into right now.
Yo, the Mandalorian is back.
Oh girl.
And
yeah,
the first two episodes have been dope.
I literally last night, this isn't a brag, me and another human being watched the entire first season of the Mandalorian in one sitting, and then the two new episodes. And time, if you haven't watched that show, it's fucking amazing. If you don't like Star Wars, it doesn't matter. You'll fucking love The Mandalorian.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. It's basically, they did a sci-fi Western, but it's really well done.
And it's like the spaghetti Western, like the Akira Kurosawa shit. It's like all of that.
Yeah.
And plus, like, the casting is just, it's like tons of comedians. Like, fucking Horatio Sanz is an alien. John Leguizamo is an alien. But then, like, fucking the episode had, like, two characters from Deadwood. One was completely unrecognizable because he was an alien. And I fucking love it. Mark Hamill, fucking Luke Skywalker, was a voice of a robot in the newest episode. I had no fucking idea.
Like, I had no idea until you just said that.
Well, here's what you need to do. You watch an episode of The Mandalorian, go on YouTube, and type in like Mandalorian season 2 episode 2 Easter eggs, and there's all these different people that make videos, and they'll point out every little thing, whether it's like deep Star Wars stuff, or it's like, here's like this actor doing this, here's this. It's fucking awesome. Like, ugh, I love it.
Yeah,
that's all I can say. Best music. The music's fucking great. But
the music is really well done because it really gets you into it. Yeah, fuck Disney, fuck Disney Plus. But damn, do they put out some good entertainment. Yeah. Don't stream that shit. But I mean, hey, if you're watching it, you know, Fuck it. This is a podcast now where we're going to tell you to watch cool things, but only because it's cool not to support any of the stuff. So however you see this, like,
yeah.
I mean, who knows? Maybe there's a few ways people know how to get some stuff, but if you can get it that way,
if it's a local artist, if it's someone who you want to succeed and want to help them, give them money. If it's a massive corporation, fuck them.
Yeah, and chances are you could probably support them for the same amount of money you would actually give, like, these big corporations.
Dude, hell yeah. I'm way into that. Fuck it. What else are you into besides Mandalorian?
I'm currently playing Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, so that's been fun to dive into that, you know, enjoying and playing some games, you know, a little bit here and there. What else have I been doing? I mean, nothing really, just work, that, catching up on Supernatural before it wraps up.
Yeah, man. That's
saying goodbye to that.
Dude, I've realized that I get so, like, there's certain shows, like Solar Opposites on Hulu. It's made by that Justin Roiland guy from Rick and Morty.
Uh-huh.
I've watched those episodes. I think there's like 8 or 10. I've watched them like 20 times because I'll just read, like, it's, and I like it a lot, but I'm like, there's so much stuff that I want, other stuff. So I've been trying to force myself into, like, watching other things. And now what I realized, this is the third time I've watched season one of The Mandalorian. There was an episode watching it last night, and I think watching stuff with another person forces you to pay attention.
Yeah.
And I was like, I do not fucking remember this episode at all. Who the fuck is that? Like, what? I don't remember any. And I was like, I know I've watched this twice, but how
Spoiler alert, what episode was it? What was going on in it?
It's the one with, because it was like him and the young dude, and they're going out for the bounty, and it's the lady who was in Mulan as a sniper.
Ah, okay.
And it's like that guy turns on him, and I remember Amy Sedaris being in it because I was like, fuck yeah, fucking Jerry Blank, gang gang. But I was like, I don't remember. And it's like, I do realize a lot of, like, and I'm trying to be better about it, but I'm fucking around on my phone. And I'll put something on. And I think that's why I'll have these repeat viewings of things, because I don't feel like I'm missing stuff. Meanwhile, like with Fargo, I'm like, I have to fucking pay attention. I have to, like, I can't fuck around on my phone.
So some things where I know I really have to pay attention to, I'm like, I'm either going to watch you later. I'm like, all right, focus.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Let's see.
That's what weed helps with.
Oh, dude, I had an edible the other night. Forgot what it's like to enjoy life. Me. No.
I wish. Oh my goodness. But, it's still not what I wanted to be down here. If it was like that, it'd just be awesome.
Yeah. Let's see. What am I into right now? I talked about the book. That was a good book. So I read that Motley Crue book in like 2 days, just because it's just whatever. Yeah. But, and then there's books, it's almost the same thing where it's like Bark Skins is really good, but it's like kind of, you trudge through the book and it's still good, but then I'll, like, these other books I can fly through them. So it's more of a sense of accomplishment, but it's like, you got to train your brain a little bit to work through, to read. Like,
yeah, that's why, like, I just, like, I can read. I just can't make myself sit still and focus on reading anymore.
Yeah. Let's see.
It's mostly when I'm in a place of like calm, but I'm not calm at all.
Let's see. Oh, fucking the game Hades. Ooh-wee.
I have it downloaded. I still need to play it.
Yep. Hades is the shit. It's, if you like Greek-Roman mythology, I think it's heavily Greek mythology.
Yeah, it's Greek mythology.
And you like games where you,
because you said it was Hades, and if it was Roman, then it would have been... Fuck, who is the Roman? I was just telling someone the other day. Greek, Roman, Egyptian mythology all used to be my stuff. And I can name every single god and what they did off the top of my head. Yeah. Now I can't even remember what the Roman equivalent of fucking Hades is. I hate it.
Yeah, but this game is phenomenal because it's like there's all those elements where you're interacting with all the gods, goddesses, and all these other characters, like Sisyphus and all these other characters. But you're like fighting your way out of hell up to like the surface. But it's like roguelike games. It's like a whole genre where it's, you're meant to die over and over and over and just slowly get better and better and better. And it's just the best. And it's to the point now where I'll get all the way out every single time, but they've added all these little things and there's always like a little twist. Ugh, Hades is the shit. Like, you can just fucking lose yourself in just fucking killing monsters for hours. Like, it's a lot of fun.
Well, I guess I know what I'll be jumping into next.
I think that's about all that I'm really stoked. Oh, my PS5 comes on Thursday.
Nice.
Yeah, dude. I've been preparing my household. We're ready. I think I'm just going to use it to stream everything too, because I have my TV has Fire TV built into it and it's trash. Like, it's really slow and glitchy and stuff.
Oh, gotcha.
But I have that coming with the Miles Morales Spider-Man game. And
nice.
I'm fucking stoked. I think all next weekend I'm just going to eat pizza and play video games because I hit my weight loss goal.
Hey, congratulations.
Everyone's standing up. Yeah. I actually beat it a little bit. I went from what was like 195.6 to 174.
Uh-huh. Nice.
But now I'm going back up.
Yeah, I have to drop too.
Yeah. I think it was, I just wanted to see if I could do it, you know? Just, mm-hmm. it wasn't really that hard. It was 100 days of using this app that just calorie counts. And I've already talked all about that, but it's kind of cool now because now it's like I just set it to maintain. Like, I just want to be at 180. That's where I'm happiest. And like, things fit better. I had to get a new belt because it's like my shit wasn't fitting.
See, when you have to buy stuff so that way they fit better, you notice certain clothes fit better. You're just like, this is different.
Yeah. Oh, and I did something. I went hiking by myself.
Yeah.
See, this is, I understand this is white male privilege too, because I can do that.
No, I went hiking by myself. Remember when I went and hiked that canyon?
Yeah. But there's still a chance somebody might fucking bother you. You never know. It's out in the woods. Where me, I feel like they would be like, this guy.
That's why I got my knife and my weed. This is like, leave me alone because I'm high and I might murder you.
You're ready. But like, also women should never go. They should have at least one large dog with them.
I mean, that's another topic too, but that's sad because like, women should be able to go somewhere by themselves if they want to, not have to worry about like some creep coming up on them.
Absolutely. But I listened to a podcast about a guy who was grabbing women who were hiking alone and murdering them. So I'm concerned for all the women listening to this.
Yes, you guys, please be safe. Carry a gun with you. Any creep starts doing that, shoot him in the head.
But, dude, it was like, because I had PTO built up. So I'm like, I'm taking fucking Thursday off. I'm just going to go up. Drove up to Chief Mountain. We've been up there. That's my favorite. Yep. It's just like an hour up. So it's like the perfect. And there was no one. I technically broke the fucking law, I think, because the forest is supposed to be closed.
Oh, wow.
But it was because of the fires, and I think the signs are just still up. There was snow on the ground, so no one yelled at me. So I think it's fine. I wasn't starting any fires or anything. I was just hiking. So went up there. I fucking love hiking. It's so like, and it's how your body and mind feels when you're starting. And a lot of it's just like, your body's just like, fuck you.
Seriously?
Yeah, it was snow and it was cold. My lungs are just like, oh, fuck. Like, we're not on the couch. Like, what are you doing? But yeah, like,
it's like, we woke up early for this. Yeah. I hate you.
And then you just break through that wall and it's just, your body just feels so fucking good. And there was only one other group of people and they were on their way down when I was hit the top. So I was up on the top. Chief Mountain, you get up on top of these big rocks and you have 360 degree. It's so beautiful. And it was just me.
Yeah, I remember that view.
Yeah, and it was me, so I was like, number one, got to take pictures and videos of myself. I have to.
Of course.
That's what my ancestors did. Yeah. But and then I sat and I fucking meditated. I just sat and it was so silent. Like, it was so quiet. Like, the wind, and you could hear cars in the distance, kind of. You could hear like construction way in the distance. And just sitting there, just the wind and the sun, and it was just, it was awesome. It was so fucking cool just to like,
dude, that sounds awesome. That sounds like something I seriously just want to take, like a quarter ounce of weed with me, a little pipe and my mushroom water, obviously with a bunch of other normal water, but take some mushroom tea with me and just chill out, man. And just like vibe and reconnect and kind of just escape. And
there was
away.
Like, there was basically like, and I mostly did it so I wouldn't be refreshing my phone waiting for like something to happen with the election, just to kind of, because my phone wouldn't work.
Oh, dude, it's good because you got to get your, you got to keep yourself busy.
Yeah, and it was, you know, just sat there for like 20 fucking minutes and just like, it was beautiful. And then the way back down, it was just like your fucking dopamine and energy, and it's just like, fuck yeah. And then I went to fucking Ross and bought a belt.
Hell yes. Look at that.
And then I ate Taco Bell because it's like the first time I've had fast food in like since like March.
Nice.
Yeah, dude. But that's, hey, that's my tip. Go in the mountains by yourself and sit.
And just be safe.
That'll make you a better and sweeter dude. Shout out project-nerd.com.
Project-nerd.com for all of your nerdly needs.
Yeah, we are dudesweetcast.com. I think I want to make an actual, once we start making like the videos and stuff, I want to make like a little website where those will kind of be on there too and stuff.
Oh yeah, because there's no way in hell we're going to try and monetize off of corrupt ass YouTube.
Yeah, and I'm going to start putting, when I got laid off, however long ago that was, I was way back into writing, and then going back into work, it kind of fucked that up. But
same.
I'm trying to get back into writing, and I'm like, I'm just going to throw these up online. Like, I'm going to make a little place for them. And yeah, it's just, why the fuck not? Like, just put them out in the world. Like, that's a big thing is, like, we talked about it a little bit, but it's like, you have to fail. You have to, you know, you have to just at least try. You do the thing, and eventually something good, like, oh, we can do this. So on TikTok,
here we go. The annual TikTok conversation.
Well, there's a dude named Dogface, and he was just like a cholo dude who would like dance along.
Hey, what's the full name? Dogface, huh?
Yeah. And he became like the biggest because he was just skateboarding down the street, recording himself, and drinking a jug of fucking cranberry juice while a Fleetwood Mac song played.
Oh, that's that dude.
That's Dogface. And now he's like, they get fucking Ocean Spray got him a car. The fucking dude and lady from Fleetwood Mac made videos. Like, it's insane. It became huge. And I read a little thing about the guy, and it's like, he just loves making stuff. So he just made tons of stuff. And it was like, eventually, you know, you just try, you just do it. You just put the stuff out. You don't think about it too much. You don't like obsess over it. You don't wait for the thing to be perfect. You just put it out.
I need to take that advice to myself. But as a theater major, I'm like, it has to be perfect.
I know, dude. I'm the same way. Sometimes you just have to be like, nothing's ever going to be perfect. So you just have to go. And a lot of the times it can help you move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
So that's more advice from me. But yeah, project-nerd.com, dudesweetcast.com.
Yeah, all of it.
Yeah. Go back and listen to some of our old episodes if you want
to. I mean, hey, if you want to go.
I think, hey, there's,
I don't think
you'd
be against it.
I feel like there's good and useful things in there.
I believe so too, but I think we might be biased. So if you haven't, go back and check it out.
Yeah, we're going to get back to guests soon. It's just, there's so many like technical things involved with getting a third person involved.
I mean, there's technical things, and there's also like internet quality, their internet quality, our internet quality.
And timing,
at any time.
Like, since we're all in different time zones. But
being in different time zones.
So thank you for supporting. If you want to find me, I'm Ian Douglas Terry on almost anything. I've tried to change at least my video game one so kids don't show up to my house to beat my ass.
Yeah, and as you heard, I don't have social media.
Yeah. I mean, that's the journey. Sometimes you got to get away from the devil.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's
so I can't even tell any of you fine honeys listening to sliding to my DMs because I don't, you know.
We can't. It's COVID.
What do we got? What do we got? Like 50,000 listeners now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like 40.
I'm betting. Or 40. Well, if any of you 40 just so happen to be any kind of ethnic gothic girls, then go ahead and slide into my DM somehow.
Yeah. I feel like there should be a website that's just ethnicgothgirls.com.
Man, I'm just saying. Like, these, E girls are something else, but to me, E means like ethnic. So give me these, you know, some brown skinned.
There it is.
You know, gothic or cyber gothic or, you know, punk or a tomboy. You know, just give me some of these, you know, really cool.
Yeah.
Cool kind of people. Because I may be docile, like, you know, from my outlook. But if you dive into this brain, oh, I'm a nasty man.
Hell yeah. And it's 3:11 p.m. right now.
Hey, that's the perfect call time for you.
Yep. So we're going to say hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
And also suck it.
And suck it. Ian's going to go find his ember energy.
Dude, sweet.
Dude, sweet. Ha ha ha.